Well, good evening to all of you. It's good to be back in Hutchinson again. I was thinking a little bit, and I'm not sure if the first time I was here with Brother Yoder was here at Center or if it was at Cedar Crest. But that goes back to the mid-1990s. And next year, Lord willing, we will have been serving with Heralds of Hope for 25 years. So it's good to be with you and to share again. I know that numbers of you in the congregation tonight are supporters of Heralds of Hope, and we deeply appreciate that. And want to clarify something that Brother Gary said. Yes, we are involved in the ministry at Heralds of Hope, but we simply see ourselves as an extension of your hands. You can't be there to do the work. You can't all do that, but the few of us who are there can do that, and you hold up our hands, as it were, through your prayers and financial support, and we're deeply grateful for that, because if it were just the six of us that are on the staff, and that's all it was, there's not a whole lot that we could do. But through the prayers and financial support of God's people, it makes it possible to reach potentially millions of people around the world. Well, as I begin tonight, I want to tell you a little bit about a man named Nick. Nick was born into a family that went to church most Sundays. Excuse me. By the way, I've had this thing that's going around, and I'm having trouble getting rid of it, okay? So I've had this cough for a couple of weeks almost now. But when Nick was 15, he made a vow, and it was an unusual vow. For every person I meet who believes in God, I'm going to do whatever it takes to destroy that belief, or at the very least, make them begin to doubt that God exists. He says, I was frustrated with life. I was frustrated with who I was. I was arrogant. I was manipulative and deceptive. As he grew into adulthood, he came to despise the person that he was. He didn't like himself. He didn't like the person he had become. And so he began to seriously consider suicide. He said, I saw it as my only way out. And one night, I cried and cried until there were no more tears left. I cried so long and so hard that my stomach ached. As I was weeping, I cried out, if anyone out there hears me, do something. I can't deal with life anymore. And he said those feelings of self-loathing continued to multiply. He said, I went to bed that night deeply depressed. And he had a habit. At night when he went to bed, he would switch on the radio and listen to music as he would be falling asleep. He said the next morning he woke up earlier than what he normally did. And the first thing that he remembered when he woke up was what he had been thinking about the night before. That often works that way, you know. But he was thinking about these thoughts of suicide and how he did not like himself. And then a sound on the radio caught his ear. And he heard the title, La Parole Vivante. And he said, I figured it's a religious show. But he said, my strength and my emotions were so depleted, I didn't even have the strength to roll over into bed and turn it off. Said, I had no intention of listening, but I couldn't help myself. The topic that was announced for the program was how to deal with the trials of life. And he said it just froze his attention. He said, I was wet with sweat from the night, and yet I was chilled to the bone. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And he said, I paid attention to that voice like nothing I had ever heard before. The speaker talked about Jesus Christ and how he could be your Savior, and that through every trial in life, he wanted to shoulder our burdens. Then the program came to an end. He said, I could move again. And even though he had heard that there was a solution to his problem, he was still thinking about suicide. He stepped outside, and this is December, in the province of Quebec, Canada. So it's pretty cold in December. He said, when I stepped outside, I heard birds singing, and I knew that was impossible. He said, I looked around, and there were no birds. Yet I know I heard birds singing. There were no trees. There were absolutely no place for birds to be. And I began to wonder, he began to wonder if the singing of these birds and what he had heard on the program were somehow connected to each other. Was this a coincidence? What's going on? He said, I began to think about those things and all day long turned them over in my mind. I remembered the words that I had heard on that program, that Jesus had died on a cross for me, that he gave his life in my place, and that he was offering me, one who wanted to take my own life, he was offering me life instead. So he said, the next morning, I found a church. And I went there, and I talked with the pastor, and I asked the Lord for forgiveness for my countless sins and confessed him as my Savior. He said, when I left that place, there was a peace within me that I had never before experienced in my life. Today, Nick is a transformed man. He said, every day I'm a witness of God's love and grace. I hunger and thirst for the truth found in God's word, whereas before, my primary goal in life was to destroy the faith of others. I am no longer the conductor of my life. Christ directs me because he lives in me. And it was just a few weeks after he was converted that he and several others were baptized and became members of a local congregation in that part of Quebec. We're really grateful for our Canadian board of directors. We have an organization in Canada, Heralds of Hope Canada, and they have a vision to reach the people of Quebec with the message of the gospel. Statistically, the people of Quebec constitute an unreached people group. Now, we don't often think about that in North America, but it's just a few hours from where we live in Pennsylvania, straight north, and we have an unreached people group not too far away. It's very difficult to minister in Quebec. It's a very hard place, but people are coming to faith in Christ. Our primary ministry there is via the internet. Most of the radio stations in Quebec are not interested in gospel programming. They have made it prohibitively expensive. And so we have, by God's grace, partnered with Transworld Radio Canada to make French language programming available on a website there in Quebec. And not only that, because it's internet-based, there are French speakers all over the world. So it's getting responses from places like Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire and other places like that in Africa that were once French colonies. And as far as numbers, it's not a large ministry. From January to August of 2017, there were 6,304 visitors to our website. But that was 192% more than the same time the year before. And so as people find out about it, it's growing. And people are coming to faith in Christ. And many of the people who come to the website, there's also an 800 number there that they can call and talk to a live person and ask questions about the Bible and Christian life. There are people, local churches who are partnering with us in this, and they will actually send a pastor or a personal worker to meet with that person and talk with them. And of course, the goal is not just to bring them to faith in Christ, but to get them plugged into a local church where they can be discipled and they can grow. Little booklet that you received this evening when you came in has part of a verse on the front from Acts chapter 16. And many of you here this evening, I'm sure, are familiar with Paul's experience. In the book of Acts, chapter 16, when he was attempting to serve the Lord and share the gospel, and there were certain places that he wanted to go, and the Holy Spirit said, no, you can't do that. Don't go there. And so Paul said, okay, I won't do that. Well, then we'll go here. No, you can't go there either. And then Paul had that vision in the night of a man from Macedonia, an area that previous to that had not been reached with the gospel. And the man said, come over and help us. Come over and help us. And that cry is still coming from around the world. So if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Acts chapter 16. If not, you can just listen. There's some things I want to point out to you here in this chapter and in the surrounding verses. You Bible readers will know that in Acts chapter 15, we had the Jerusalem conference where they worked out some details of conflict that they were having as Gentiles and Jews were coming into the church together, and how do we handle this mix, and what do we do? And they got that resolved, and they sent some of the brothers out to deliver the message, the decree that had been, the agreement that had been reached. They sent them out to do that. So look with me, if you will, at the end of chapter 15, verse 40. It says, but Paul chose Silas and departed, being commended by the brethren to the grace of God, and he went through Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches. So these brothers, their purpose was to carry this decree, to carry this agreement, and to strengthen the churches. Then if you drop down into chapter 16 and verse 5. Well, let's back up to verse 4. And as they went through the cities, they delivered to them the decrees to keep, which were determined by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith and increased in number daily. And then if you go to the very end of the chapter, chapter 16, verse 40. This is after Paul and Silas' experience in the jail at Philippi. So they went out of the prison and entered the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they encouraged them and departed. So this experience that Paul had in Macedonia is bookended with this concept of strengthening and encouraging the believers. I want you to keep that in your mind. Paul was intentional about discipleship. He was intentional about teaching people how to walk with the Lord Jesus and how to follow him. But then he had this experience that I alluded to earlier in verse 6. They were going through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and they were forbidden by the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. After they had come to Mysia, they tried to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit did not permit them. So passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia stood and pleaded with him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, after he had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go to Macedonia, concluding that the Lord had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now we're talking about something a little bit different. We're talking about evangelism. Paul was an evangelist, a very successful one. But he was also a disciple maker. And you'll notice what happened then there in Philippi. They went out of the city to the riverside, this is verse 13, where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who met there. And I think it's interesting. There was no church in Philippi, but there were a group of women evidently who were getting together for a time of prayer. And Paul met with them, shared the gospel with them, and it says that the Lord opened Lydia's heart to the things that were spoken by Paul. And when Paul and Silas left Philippi, it says, when they had seen the brethren, They encouraged them and departed. So there evidently was a church there then. There was not one there when they came, but there was one there when they left. Praise the Lord. And so in that mix, you have the conversion of the Philippian jailer when he saw the faith and the courage of Paul and Silas. And so at Heralds of Hope, we believe it's crucial that evangelism and discipleship go hand in hand. They are literally the two sides of one coin. There's a little detail here. Maybe I'll just share it with you for what it's worth, and some of you maybe already know this, but Philippi was a Roman colony. And as I understand it, a city that was designated as a Roman colony had some special privileges. Most of the people in that city were citizens of Rome. And it was a place that was unique among the surrounding cities. And I think it's good for us to remember in this whole process of evangelism and discipleship that we have a unique status as well, not as citizens of a Roman colony, but as citizens of a heavenly kingdom. And so as we keep that in mind, we recognize the need to share the gospel and to bring people like Nicholas to that point where they say, you know what, I need a savior. But we also recognize that's just the first step. Because Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and I will be with you always, even unto the end. So sometimes people ask us, well, what's your follow-up? Our follow-up is the same as, I guess, the initial word that we give out. We share the word. We teach the word and allow the Spirit of God to take it and apply it to people's hearts. Now, we do have some resources that we can send out to people, and people ask for Bibles and literature, a copy of the script and that sort of thing. And so that's something we can offer them as well. But that's not possible, and I'll share a few more responses with you. That's not possible everywhere. We can't do that in countries that are closed to the gospel. But we can make a difference with the message going over the air, via the internet, or through the printed page. Well, I'd like to share a PowerPoint presentation with you now that will give you an update on what God is continuing to do through the ministry of Heralds of Hope. And if I jump, I've been warned that if I touch the wrong thing up here, I might get shocked. So if I jump, you'll know what's happening. I'm not charismatic, okay? But we'll go ahead here and see once what happens. There we are.
But Jesus is the way. Who will brave the dark of night to bring the light of day? All around our captive hearts that yearn to be free, God calls his children. Who will go for me? I will go and tell. Thank you.
It comes from Christians who lack biblical study materials and opportunities for fellowship and teaching. It comes from unbelievers who've never heard the gospel, even some who are persecutors of Christians. Their cries are answered as your prayers and financial support enables the various ministries of Heralds of Hope. Albania, a former communist country, is more than 60% Muslim and has deep spiritual needs. Arian Prendi and the staff of Radio 7 translate and broadcast our Bible teaching in the Albanian language. For many listeners, the radio is their only source of fellowship and spiritual nourishment. Our weekly broadcast in Amharic, the majority language of Ethiopia, yields many responses. This letter from a prison listener testifies of transformation through Christ. The Middle East is a swirling cauldron of violence, destruction, and death. Into this environment of hatred and despair, our Arabic language broadcasts from Cyprus offer hope and peace in Jesus Christ. With 600,000 watts of AM power, the broadcast can be heard by millions. In Baghdad, Iraq, a small FM station operated out of a private home reaches the inhabitants of this war-torn city. The local church is ministering to Muslims driven from their homes by ISIS. From Transworld Radio's powerful station on Guam, our English Bible teaching broadcasts reach Southeast Asia. Joyful Skies, a small FM station in Bethlehem, Israel, continues airing our programs in spite of threats of violence. Our partnership with Pan American Broadcasting enables us to reach Taiwan and the Philippines. Hearing the cry to come over and help us means assisting indigenous ministries without creating an unhealthy dependency. We partner with Hope Outreach Ministries of Hyderabad, India, in pastoral training and literature translation. The K. Paul Church Building Project is moving forward through the prayers and gifts of our Hope family. New Life in God's Word Ministries of Panabo City focuses on evangelizing the unreached tribal peoples of the Philippines. A motor cab helps Pastor Fred support his family and ministry. Transworld Radio's shortwave station in Swaziland airs our English programs to Central and Southern Africa. This listener from Zimbabwe finds the broadcasts encouraging. Torch Ministries of Accra, Ghana, is a ministry to junior high school students. Tens of thousands of students are enrolled in the weekly Bible classes each semester. Pastor Oheni Kuma leads a team of volunteer teachers and chaplains in this vital ministry. Blessed Bible Believers Fellowship of Benin City, Nigeria, is led by Pastor Sunday. Annual pastor training seminars are being conducted by Heralds of Hope in Benin City and beyond. There's an insatiable appetite for literature in Africa. Our two most popular tracts, The Choice is Yours and Hope News, are being printed on the continent in both English and Swahili. This saves shipping costs and helps local church outreach. Bibles, Bibles, Bibles. There are never enough to go around. In January, 20,000 copies of the Hope Bible were shipped from the printer in Russia. Most of them will be sent directly to our African ministry partners, like Victor Koanga, the TWR director in Malawi. We also help fund the purchase of Telugu Bibles for seekers and believers in India, and Urdu Bibles for Muslim outreach in Nepal. The Canadian Board of Heralds of Hope gives oversight to the work in Canada through our English radio programs and French Internet Ministry. Creative advertising drives traffic to the French language website, and a toll-free number offers personal contact. We have a loyal listenership to our daily Guarani broadcasts in Paraguay at 5 o'clock every morning. At least one local church has been established as a result of these broadcasts. 40 million Hausa-speaking people, including Boko Haram, live in northern Nigeria and surrounding areas. There are hundreds of responses to our Hausa broadcast every week. Our Hindi language broadcasts cover northern India each evening, Monday through Friday. Follow-up is provided by the producers of the programs. Distribution of radios creates listener groups for evangelism and discipleship. Our Mandarin Chinese broadcasts are becoming increasingly important as the Chinese government ratchets up harassment of unregistered churches. Our Nepali programs air twice each week on more than 30 stations across Nepal. Director Simon Suba leads an effective outreach team in Kathmandu. We've also partnered with Zion Salvation Church in Bible teaching seminars for pastors and parishioners. Hope Children's Ministries, under the direction of Pastor Anand Sinha, rescues young women from poverty, exploitation, and spiritual ruin. These girls are supported monthly by members of our Hope family. Through Pastor Anand, our Hope family members were able to assist Nepali families who lost their homes and belongings in the earthquake of 2015. Showing the Jesus film in a Muslim village offers a chance to see and hear the message of the gospel. None of these things would be possible without your participation. Our Oromo language broadcasts to Ethiopia receive a steady stream of listener responses, like this one, giving evidence of evangelism and discipleship. Beginning in March of this year, Lord willing, our Pashto language broadcasts to Pakistan and Afghanistan have the potential to reach over 200 million Pashtun people. About one-half of 1% are Christ followers. Millions of children in these areas live in grinding poverty with the daily threat of physical violence from warring tribal groups. Our Spanish program, Secure Hope, airs on many local stations across Latin America, in the southern United States, and also in Europe. Millions of people in Kenya and other East African countries can hear our daily Swahili language broadcasts. Many new believers are being discipled in this way. We also partner with Pastor Joe Omondi of Foundation Chapel Ministries. He's very active, sharing the gospel in the prisons of Kenya, and the results of his sharing are opening more doors to this gospel witness. Muslim background believer Soner Tufan directs the ministry of Radio Shema in Ankara, Turkey. Despite threats and intimidation, the staff of Radio Shema faithfully sends out the gospel. At the close of 2015, Radio Shema purchased another station in the city of Samsun in the Black Sea area. Along with Radio Light in Istanbul, this now makes three legally licensed Christian stations in the whole country of Turkey. Though many are outside the reach of these radio signals, thousands tune in via the internet. This response represents the tone of many texts and emails. Our Lingua Blast website contains our Bible teaching programs in four different languages: English, Mandarin Chinese, Nepali, and Spanish. Thousands visit these sites each month to access the audio programs and download a printable script. This is a very cost-effective way to reach people with the gospel, and we invite you to join us in these exciting opportunities. Now, if you're not already receiving our newsletter by mail or email, we urge you to sign up for it today. Along with the newsletter, we send a daily prayer guide to help you pray effectively for the work you have a vital role in fulfilling. We also invite you to partner with us financially, giving to specific programs, to special projects, or to our general operating expenses. The board and staff of Heralds of Hope are deeply grateful to each of you who partner with us through your prayers and financial support. Only eternity will reveal the full impact of our partnership as we respond to the cries of the lost and the cries of our brothers and sisters to come over and help us.
I will go and tell the world that Jesus is the way. I will brave the dark of night to bring the light of day. There are those who do not know God's holy word is true. I can hear you calling, Lord, and I will go for you.
Oh, I'm sorry, I hope you could hear that. This is the way these things work or don't work sometimes. And so we do what we can. In just a moment, I'll give you an opportunity to ask some questions, if you have any. But just a few statistics. We currently broadcast more than 360 times each week in English and 14 other major languages. And by the way, did anybody see on one of those pictures anybody that they knew? Okay, a few of you did. All right, well, the rest of you maybe will keep you guessing, at least for now. Yes, we're currently broadcasting in English and 14 other languages. Our most recent language that was added was the Pashto language to Pakistan, Afghanistan, and northern India. And there are about 210 million people in that region of the world that speak that language. If you know anything about the history of those countries, and particularly Afghanistan, it's a very dark place. During the 1980s, the Soviet Union was in Afghanistan with their military trying to, I'm not sure what they were trying to do, but they were there. And they finally got in such a quagmire that they gave it up and went home. Of course, you know, the U.S. is still there. We still have military people on the ground. There will never be a military solution to that problem. The only solution that can bring peace to Afghanistan and Pakistan and places like that is the message of the gospel. Because there are hatreds that have been nursed for generations by tribal groups. And it is, we were told 3 years ago when we were in Cary, North Carolina, with Transworld Radio, they had their representatives from various regions around the world. And they told us that 60% of the people in Afghanistan suffer from some form of post-traumatic stress disorder. 60%. Can you imagine? Little children growing up in a culture of violence and hatred. The Pashtun people need Jesus. It's just so interesting. That opportunity came to us, and the board of directors said, you know what, we don't have money in the budget for that, but we believe it's something God wants us to do. And it wasn't long after that, I got a phone call from a man in another state. And he said, my family and I have a business. And he said, the Lord's been talking to us, speaking to us. And he said, it's over a year ago now, the Lord's been telling us, you really need to do something. You have funds from the business that are available, and you really need to get involved somewhere. And so he called me up. He said, do you have any projects available? And I said, Pashto. So I explained to him what we were doing, and he got excited, and he said, how much is it? And I told him, and I said, now you don't have to feel obligated to sponsor the whole thing. I should have kept my mouth shut. But anyway, when I told him the figure, he paused a little bit and he said, you know what? He said, I think we can do that. And so that family, through their family business, has been sponsoring the Pashto broadcast these last couple years. And just a tremendous blessing and a boost to our faith to see that our board of directors stepped out in faith and God honored that. Now, it's not the place where you're going to get a lot of response. And the responses that do come to the station, which is there somewhere in Central Asia. I don't even know. They don't tell us where it is because of security reasons. But they get a lot of threatening phone calls. You really shouldn't be sharing this message into this part of the world because we're Muslim and we don't want to hear what you have to offer. But then there are people who are calling and emailing and texting and wanting more information. So the gospel crosses political, geographic boundaries. It can go even where it's not wanted. And we're so grateful for that. So are there any questions that you have as you looked at the pictures and hopefully caught some of the audio? Any questions about what Heralds of Hope is currently engaged in? Myron.
Do you need to be more intentional about going to the web as opposed to hearing it on the radio?
Yeah, that's a good question. of course, with the radio, we have no way of knowing who's listening, whereas with the internet, you do, because when they log on to the site, it keeps record of that. We do make it a point on all of our radio broadcasting to make our website known. So that people can access that. And Transworld Radio would be doing the same on their programming as well. So there are multiple ways of getting the word out there that programming is available via the internet. And the website that we have, Lingua Blast, and then Transworld Radio has something called TWR360, where all of their cooperating broadcasters, including Heralds of Hope, all of our material is aggregated together on their website. So if you go to TWR360, you can type in Heralds of Hope and it will bring up all of our programming. Or you can search by scripture passage, or you can search by a keyword, or all those kinds of things. Now, if you go to TWR360, that will bring up a lot of different organizations and ministries, ministries like In Touch or maybe Grace to You, some of those that you would may be familiar with, John MacArthur and some others. But it is a way to make the gospel available anywhere and everywhere around the world as long as a person has an internet connection. And of course, as you well know today, the vast majority of people in the world, even in places where you wouldn't expect it, have smartphones. In fact, we were talking to someone recently who's involved in working with refugees coming out of North Africa and coming into Greece and those places. You know what the basic needs are? Food, shelter, and a cell phone. Really? Because a cell phone enables them to keep in touch with people back home, let them know we made it safely, or it allows them to call ahead to relatives already in Europe and communicate with them. And so some people will literally go without eating so they can pay their cell phone plan to keep that. So that's the world we live in. And in the countries of the world that are hostile to the gospel, you know, a person can put their earbuds in and have their phone in their hand or in their pocket and be listening to Christian programming and nobody knows what they're doing. They can be discipled. They can grow in their Christian life in that way. Some people thought, I show my age here, Some people thought when television became popular that radio would disappear. And then when computers came on the scene, they said, oh, it's gone. And then when the internet came, it's gone. But you know what we have today? Internet radio. And the choices are endless. I mean, it's phenomenal. And so people all over the world have access to Bible teaching and Christian programming that they never had access to before. It's a tremendous way. And I believe, brothers and sisters, and I understand your position on the radio, but I believe that God has reserved the technology that we have today for our generation so that we can finish the task of reaching the world for Christ. And I don't know if it'll happen in my generation or maybe some of you young people here, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and we can be a part of that. Praise God. Any other questions? Well, let me share. Let's see if I can do this here. I wanted to share. Of course, did you shut the projector off, or is it just blank? Let's see what we got here. Here we go. I wanted to share with you these maps. You can see there in the upper left-hand corner with the red outline, Cyprus. There is a 600,000 watt AM station in Cyprus, on the island of Cyprus, that airs our Arabic broadcast to the Middle East. And that circle that you see is the coverage map of that station. We've been on that station now for a couple of years. It's a station that is well known across the Middle East. It is not a Christian station. But Transworld Radio buys time, blocks of time, on this station to reach into the Arab world. And because it is media that is unfiltered by the local government, it's very popular. It's very, very appealing to the people in that region of the world. So they can hear the message of the gospel over that particular station. Now, just kind of keep that in your mind. Now, here is the station, the latest station that we have put our Arabic broadcast on is there in the center at Monte Carlo on the southern Spain. There's a little enclave there, and there is an 100,000 watt AM station in Monte Carlo. And you can see the footprint as it reaches into northern Africa and then up into Europe, Western Europe. And you say, what's significant about that? Well, you know what's happening in that part of the world. And Transworld Radio came to us recently. They said, look, we're already producing your Arabic language broadcast for Cyprus, and we would really like to see your broadcast be aired up into Europe, because a lot of these Muslim people that are coming out of this region of the world and coming through Greece and Italy are going on up into Western Europe, and we would like them to have access to your Bible teaching. Do you think you could do that? And I have to be honest with you, the last 2 years at Heralds of Hope have been a struggle for us financially. And we didn't see how we could do it, but the Lord has a way, and he gave us wisdom. And at the midpoint, or actually toward the end of last year, we began airing our broadcast on this station from Monte Carlo. And so we have been in touch with people who are working in Greece, in the refugee situation, letting them know that this is something that you can tell people that you work with in these refugee camps. As they move up into Europe, you can recommend that they try to find this station and listen to the Bible teaching programs. Ours is not the only one, but we were happy and grateful that the Lord gave us the privilege to be able to do that. There are about 220 million people in the world who speak Arabic. These two footprints, the one I showed you earlier and this one, have the potential to reach about 200 million of those, 220. So it's phenomenal, the opportunity and the privilege that we have to reach people with the message of the gospel. And we heard testimonies today, heard testimonies of the openness and the hunger that exists. We had actually had a live stream from Lesvos this morning in our meeting over at Journey at Yoder. And the hunger that is there in the hearts of Muslim people and the openness to the gospel is just incredible. And brothers and sisters, the time, you know, we have a saying, strike when the iron is hot. And when people are open, we want to be there to help them. So let me share this testimony, and I need to close here. This testimony comes from a listener to Radio Light in Istanbul. Maybe you saw that, remember that on the screen. There are now four Christian stations within Turkey. Radio Light in Istanbul is one of them. And this was a response, a phone call. Hi, I grew up in a conservative family. We've always been told that Islam is a religion of wisdom and that it has high ethical standards and understanding. Also, we've been told that Christians are immoral and that the Bible allows everything. I listened to your program, and I have to say, I was shocked after I listened. It was totally not how we have been taught. I understood then that I have been raised up with a lie for years. Your wisdom and ethics are much higher than ours. Because of this, I got a Bible and started to read it. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord. And then here's a fairly common refrain in settings like this. In that part of the world, I have no one with whom I can share this. So I wanted to tell you about it. Thank you for giving me a new beginning. That's just one letter, and there are many, many more. And so recently I just received a batch of fresh reports from Transworld Radio. And an encouragement and a blessing to read them. Here's one more from Hausa, the Hausa people in northern Nigeria, Boko Haram, they speak Hausa. Of all the broadcasts we have, this is the one that receives the most response, about 100 responses every week. One 15-minute program, about 100 responses every week. I want to inform you that I'm an orphan, living in fear of death, but to God be the glory. One day I was tuning my radio to Voice of America, and I came across your program. Now, we're not on Voice of America, but that's what he was looking for, and he found our program. They helped me to know many things about Isa, Muslim word for Jesus. But without the knowledge of my brother, I need Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. Please pray for me because I am afraid of my brother. Brothers and sisters, we have a tremendous privilege to share the good news of the gospel, to encourage those who have no other means of encouragement. I've become a Christian, but I can't tell anybody. It's too dangerous. And we receive letters. The radio is my only connection with Christian people. That's hard for us to imagine. Yet there it is. So those testimonies are a result of your partnership. They're a result of your prayers and your financial support. So when people write to us and say thank you, that thank you belongs to you. And I sometimes think about what will it be like when we get to heaven? And somebody comes up and says, you know what? Because so-and-so prayed and gave to Heralds of Hope, I'm here. That's a wonderful thought. It's a wonderful thought. God has called us to be stewards of his word and of the message. And we thank you for your part in it. Well, there's a display table in the back. And you can take a look at the resources there, see if there's anything there that would be helpful to you. And there are some suggested donation prices listed there. And if you don't want to change, give money tonight, there's an envelope here in your testimony booklet that you can use to send the money to the office. But we just are grateful for the privilege to be a part, a small part, of what God is doing. And we believe, brothers and sisters, that God has given us a unique role to fill. As an Anabaptist organization, we don't normally promote that a whole lot, but it is who we are, and it affects the way we handle the word and the way that we teach. And we have found, to the surprise of some of our critics, that people will accept the whole counsel of God when they're exposed to it. Now, not everyone, that's true, but especially in other parts of the world. And so we're grateful that we can proclaim the word without apology. So thank you again for allowing us to come and share and give you an update on what God is doing through your partnership. And if you have further questions, I'd be happy to talk to you after the service this evening. So God bless you. I'll turn it back to Brother Gary.
I praise God for the way this word is going out and for the report. As a contributor, it really does bring it home. And I'd just like to encourage all of us to consider how we'd like to give. We kind of have the plan, the practice here to wait and to have an offering, so we will do that. But there are ways in which, if you'd like to, you can send these donations regularly, even straight to Heralds of Hope. You can set it up with your bank to do an automatic monthly bill pay. There are just different ways that people can be involved. And so I just praise God for how the word is going out around the world. Do you have an idea? Can you give us an idea what percent of the world would have the potential of hearing these broadcasts? Well, you took us around quite a ways, so that's good enough for me. So I'm very, very blessed by that. Are there any other comments, questions, or announcements?